Why do certain faces turn heads while others blend into the crowd? What makes a landscape take our breath away? In The Aesthetic Brain, neuroscientist Anjan Chatterjee ventures into territory where science rarely treads, the neural foundations of beauty, pleasure, and art. Our brains didn't evolve specifically for aesthetic appreciation, yet we've developed sophisticated neural systems that respond to beauty with remarkable consistency. This seeming contradiction reveals something profound about human nature. We're not just survival machines, but meaning makers who find purpose in beauty. Our aesthetic experiences, far from being frivolous luxuries, may be fundamental to what makes us human, bridging our evolutionary past with our cultural present in ways that define our species. Across cultures, attractive faces share three key features: averageness, symmetry, and sexual dimorphism. Francis Galton's 1880s discovery showed that composite faces, representing the mathematical average of a population, are more attractive than individual ones, signaling genetic diversity and health. Symmetry indicates developmental stability, the ability to grow according to genetic blueprints despite environmental challenges. Sexual dimorphism completes the picture. Men prefer feminized features in women, large eyes, full lips, high cheekbones, signaling fertility, while women's preferences vary contextually, shifting toward more masculine men during ovulation. These preferences transcend cultural construction. Brain imaging reveals attractive faces automatically activate reward circuits, even when our attention is elsewhere. The fusiform face area and lateral occipital cortex respond strongly to beautiful faces, while the nucleus accumbens and orbitofrontal cortex become highly active. Beauty delivers little jolts of pleasure throughout our day, whether we consciously notice or not. What makes a body beautiful? Like faces, bodily attraction follows predictable patterns across cultures. Symmetry is crucial. Men with symmetrical bodies have more sexual partners and are rated as better lovers. The waist-to-hip ratio in women, ideally around 0.70, consistently predicts attractiveness across cultures, signaling fertility and health. Even in cultures preferring heavier women, the hourglass shape remains ideal. Height significantly impacts male attractiveness, with taller men enjoying various advantages. The ideal male torso features a V-shape with broad shoulders and narrow hips, signaling strength and testosterone levels. Movement reveals more than static appearance. From simple point-light displays of joints in motion, we can identify gender, age, and emotional states with remarkable accuracy. Dance serves as a courtship display that exaggerates attractive features. Women find symmetrical men's dance movements more attractive, especially when ovulating, suggesting dance quality signals genetic fitness. When captivated by a graceful dancer or athletic performance, you're witnessing an ancient biological signaling system that speaks to our evolutionary heritage while elevating into artistic expression. Stand at the Grand Canyon's edge or before a serene mountain lake, and something profound stirs within you. This isn't coincidence. Our brains evolved specific neural pathways for processing survival-enhancing environments. The parahippocampal place area responds to landscapes, working with the retrosplenial cortex to organize spatial navigation and memory. We consistently prefer savanna-like settings with scattered trees, open spaces, water features, and vantage points. These environments served clear evolutionary purposes. Trees provided food and escape routes, open spaces enabled predator detection, water ensured survival, and vantage points offered strategic advantages. Even urban dwellers who've never seen actual savannas instinctively prefer such environments in photographs. Cultural traditions build upon these innate preferences. Japanese gardens create anticipation through meandering paths and hidden views. English gardens showcase idealized pastoral scenes, while Chinese gardens balance elements through rock and water arrangements. All enhance natural beauty through human intervention, creating peak shift effects that exaggerate appealing landscape features. When a landscape draws you in, you're experiencing the intersection of evolutionary heritage with cultural refinement, biology and culture intertwining to create aesthetic experiences that resonate across generations. Why do certain proportions consistently please us? The golden ratio, approximately 1.618 to 1, appears throughout art, architecture, and nature, from the Parthenon to spiral shells, leaf arrangements, and DNA structure, with dimensions of 34 by 21 angstroms, both Fibonacci numbers. Beautiful mathematics possesses key qualities. It's revelatory, succinct, surprising, and generalizable. Euler's identity, e to the I plus 1 equals 0, is considered exceptionally beautiful for connecting five fundamental constants using each basic operation once. fMRI studies show mathematicians contemplating such equations activate the same brain regions that respond to visual or musical beauty. Our aesthetic response to mathematical patterns reflects deep truths about the universe's structure. The Fibonacci sequence appears throughout nature because these proportions minimize energy in physical systems. Magnetic fluids naturally arrange at the golden angle, 137.5 degrees, the same angle maximizing sunlight exposure in plant leaves. This mathematical beauty differs from sensual beauty, producing what Bertrand Russell called cold and austere pleasure rather than desire. Yet it still engages our reward systems, suggesting pattern recognition and discovering underlying order are fundamental to human aesthetic experience. Our appreciation for abstract patterns may represent the highest evolution of aesthetic capacity, finding beauty not in appearances, but in the hidden structures governing reality itself. Beauty matters because it feels good. Our pleasure systems evolve to reward survival-enhancing behaviors. Our reward system divides into liking, hedonic pleasure, and wanting, desire, typically working together but sometimes separating, as in addiction where people crave substances that no longer please them. Liking activates the nucleus accumbens through opioid and cannabinoid receptors, while wanting is driven by dopamine neurons. Our cortical systems interact with these deeper structures, giving humans control over desires through the orbitofrontal and prefrontal cortices. Beauty creates a feedback loop with learning. When something exceeds expectations, dopamine neurons fire more intensely, strengthening memory and influencing future choices, a process that happens rapidly and often unconsciously. Learning itself generates pleasure, explaining why we enjoy puzzles, problem solving, and conceptual art. Even babies show concentration when puzzled and delight when solving problems. The pleasure of beauty isn't trivial. It's part of what makes life meaningful. Aesthetic experiences engage multiple brain systems in coordination, connecting us to something larger than ourselves. These peak experiences contribute significantly to our sense of well-being and purpose. Art resembles the Bengalese finch's song more than the peacock's tail flourishing when liberated from reproductive pressures rather than evolving as a fitness display. Humans possess not a single art instinct, but a constellation of cognitive abilities enabling artistic expression. Art emerges as a chimera, combining evolutionary adaptations with cultural development, built on our capacity for symbolism, pattern recognition, and emotional processing. Art produces complex emotional compositions transcending simple pleasure-pain responses. A single artwork might simultaneously evoke awe through scale, fear through subject matter, passion through execution, and contemplation through meaning, engaging multiple neural networks from the amygdala to prefrontal cortex. The serendipitous nature of aesthetic experience explains art's capacity to surprise and transform perspective. When experiencing a Monet landscape or Renaissance portrait, we engage with a phenomenon bridging our evolutionary heritage and cultural sophistication. In a world dominated by utility, understanding the neural basis of beauty reminds us that aesthetic appreciation isn't frivolous but fundamental to our humanity, revealing the profound connection between our evolutionary past and cultural present.